This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So this makes some sense once you stop to think about it. According to the RV Industry Association, shipments this July were the highest they've been in 40 years. And both dealers and manufacturers have been reporting higher demand throughout the spring and summer as people look for pandemic-friendly ways to vacation or just generally to live, as you'll hear in this installment of our series, Adventures in Housing.
My name is Mary DiRosario, and I'm a full-time RVer and a professional in the clinical research industry. So I used to live in a three-story townhouse, and as I developed some disabilities, it became not the best place to live. And I looked at alternatives and found many YouTube channels of people who live in RVs full-time. And that was how I realized that was the solution to my problem. As a disabled person, living in the RV is so much easier. I can visit with people right outside my front door, and when I get tired, I can go back in and get in my bed. And with everything within 100 square feet, from my bed to my office, my kitchen, is just everything's a couple steps away. Wherever it's parked, that is my home. I need to make sure I always have a cellular signal so I can work. So I time my travels to drive through problem areas on Friday afternoon, Saturday, Sunday. So if there's not a signal, I can just keep driving. But if I find a spot with a signal, I can stop and stay for as long as I like. So in the last 3 years, I have parked in the dunes in New Mexico, where it was blowing sand so hard that it came into my RV and coated all the walls. I've marked a spot in the forest where I thought I was going to park, and on the way there, I saw a road to a different spot in the forest that I just took just to see what was down that road. I went across Texas to Austin and many rural towns I don't even remember the name of. And I've met so many people at RV parks because it's just a different way of living. When I lived in suburbia, I had a community, for example, at my Starbucks. But as I became more ill, it was harder for me to get out every day. And so I became more and more isolated. But at the RV park, people are used to forming connections with someone they just met. So I can walk out and meet somebody, and I have new friends who know me. Even if we just met, they still know me and want to help me. It's better in the RV park where I feel like I belong.
That was Mary DiRosario living, for now, somewhere in North Carolina. Do us a favor, would you? Let us know about your adventures in housing. There's a spot you can do that at marketplace.org.